The month of June marks the anniversary of the Supreme Court's ruling making same-sex marriage the law of the land. It also marks the court's confiscation of the rights of states to make that decision for themselves. Over 24 states banned same-sex marriage prior to the ruling. But four Jews and a lapsed Catholic, Ginsburg, Breyer, Kagan, Sotomayor, and Kennedy, foisted their will on millions of unwilling people. How did it happen? Why did it happen? The judges twisted the 14th Amendment, which dealt with civil rights for emancipated slaves, into preventing states from deciding on same-sex marriage. The amendment didn't deal with marriage at all. In fact, all the states after the amendment's passing still punished sodomy as a felony. But the problem is not the Supreme Court misinterpreting the Constitution. The problem is the Constitution giving the court the right to interpret the Constitution in the first place. The purpose of the Constitution with its amendments was to restrict the federal government from encroaching on states' rights. But with the Constitution assigning to the Supreme Court the final power to decide what is constitutional, then its function of curbing the federal government is subverted. Give the feds the power to interpret the instrument designed to restrict it, that instrument will be stretched to become a menu to feed its voracious appetite for total control. The fox is guarding the hen house, and every hen becomes his dinner. Rutus, the anti-federalist, sounded the alarm. The judicial is independent of the people and the legislature. Men placed in this position will soon feel themselves independent of heaven itself. Here's to you, Brutus, for four Jews and a lapsed Catholic, acting independently of heaven, have made the U.S. government the enemy of God by opposing his creational ordinance for marriage. We can blame it on the Constitution or blame it on ourselves. John Adams said the Constitution was made for Christians who have virtue and principle to guide them. We can either be a Christian nation or let Jews ransack the hen house.